Welcome to The Divorce Social with me, Samantha Baines, changing the conversation around divorce. This show is sponsored by Penguin in the Room. Penguin in the Room is an award-winning arts marketing and social media management company. If you want to jazz up your socials and have someone Instagram and tweet for you, then here's your answer. Go to www.penguinintheroom.com. As always, hit subscribe to make sure you're updated about new episodes. And we love to hear from you on social media at DivorcePod and at Samantha Baines. You can also email us. All the info's on our website, thedivorcesocial.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, welcome to the Series 2 Roundup. I have already recorded this on a different laptop and then it crashed and then I had a glass of gin and tonic and now I'm recording it again. So let's see what happens. I hope you have enjoyed all of Series 1 and Series 2 of The Divorce Club. It's been a real joy to meet so many other divorce people and interview them and chat to them. And as usual, it stirred up a lot in my own life. I feel like during series one, I was sort of on a high. I was on a divorce high. I was having lots of orgasms. It was great. And then during series two, I've been dealing with being at home a lot, post-lockdown, mental health worries. I have anxiety and I'm on anxiety medication. And I've actually upped it during the divorce and pandemic scenario. It's been really interesting during series two. I think for a long time I was feeling quite like excited about this new chapter in my life, and then during series two I've definitely felt the anger start to come out, and not the anger at my ex or the anger at myself necessarily, although I do feel angry at myself sometimes. I think it's just general breakup anger. And I think sometimes when the breakup was a mutual decision, as mine was, you know, we sat down and discussed it and we both thought we'd be happier apart, you feel like you can't be angry at it because you made the decision, so it's kind of your fault. So what is there to be angry about? If someone does something to you, you can be angry at them. So I felt that I couldn't be angry for a long time. And actually, I'm starting to like feel more emotions now. Yes, I'm becoming even more emotional. So that's been very interesting during series two. And I think we've had some really in-depth chats. And we've covered a lot of things that we didn't cover in series one. I remember the Johanna James episode. You know, we covered sex addiction, which is something that we hadn't talked about before. And was really interesting. Johanna is an Instagram star, comedian, very funny, full of energy, full of life. And she got married when she was 18, so young and in a very religious kind of environment. And then her partner suffered with sex addiction and, you know, she had to deal with a lot of that. And I think that was a really interesting discussion. We also spoke to Jess Robinson. I've known Jess for a long time from the Edinburgh Fringe. She's an impersonator and comedian. She's been doing the new Spitting Image series. She's brilliant. And I think she said something which I'm definitely going to remember and use, which is that she calls her ex practice husband. And now she's remarried. He's her proper husband. And I love that. And that works for wives and partners as well. I love that. It's like we practiced, we learned some lessons, we, you know, gave it a go. It was a trial run. And then we're going to do the proper one. So I think we should all be calling our exes the practice ones. And we've learned that from Jess. We also had Candice Gallimore from Australia come on. And I've been trying to get someone to talk from the perspective of being in a same-sex marriage and then getting divorced for a while. And I think what was so interesting about Candice's episode, and I'm so thankful that she would come on and share her story, is that she got married at a time when same-sex marriage was illegal where they got married. And so she was getting divorced, but it wasn't an official divorce because the marriage wasn't legal. And that's a whole nother level of conflict that I can't even imagine. You know, getting divorced in a heterosexual relationship where everything's sort of more straightforward in that way is hard enough. I can't imagine the kind of pulling at you of, well, I'm not really divorced because I wasn't really married, but I was, you know, in everything but the law. And she was also on the kind of front lines of promoting the vote for same-sex marriage to make it legal while she was getting divorced. So I think there's really interesting things going on there, and a very funny episode as well. I have to say, I'm so glad that Helen Thorne came on in series two as well. She's one of, I think we called it freshest. She's one of our freshest interviewees in that she's very, very recently separated. So that was a lot of fun talking to someone who's still in that very tumultuous time. But we had great chats about sexting, sending pictures of your bits on WhatsApp, which I love, and sleeping with people. And that was a lot of fun. So I definitely have a listen to Helen Thorne's episode. If you're newly single as well, perfect. Lots of tips in there. I have to say one of my highlights of this series is the Annie Kashimura episode. I can't thank Annie enough for coming on the podcast. She was so honest, so open about her domestic violence journey. She started off, she was living in the Congo. And one of the moments I remember so much from when she was talking to me is that she said that she went to the airport. She wanted to leave her husband. He was beating her. She went to the airport with her two children. She tried to buy a plane ticket to get home to her family and away from him. And the person at the airport said she wasn't allowed to buy a ticket without her husband's permission, because that was the law at the time in the Congo. And it just, that whole conversation and her strength of everything that she went through in the Congo, and then with five children she had, she was in South Africa constantly reporting her husband to the police. She finally, you know, sent him the divorce papers and he beat her that day. And I remember she said, he was hitting her and she was thinking, it's worth it because I've done it. So powerful, so moving. And I'm getting goose pimples now just talking about it. And the whole time I was listening to her, I was just like so astonished at her strength. And I think that episode for me was so important and also really put things in perspective of my own situation. Because I think sometimes we can get so wrapped up in what's going on for us. And sometimes, you know, your divorce or your breakup or your mental health situation can feel like the end of the world, can feel like everything is falling down around you, is crumbling, you know, your bubble is all encompassing. And actually, once you step out of it and look at other things and hear other stories and hear what other people are going through, it really reminds you that, you know, us privileged white people in the West are very lucky. We're very lucky in the fact that we can get divorced. We have access to applying for a divorce. It can be very expensive and some people, you know, don't have the access to the money to get divorced. But even if you do it yourself, it can be very time consuming. But we do have access to it. We can escape from difficult situations because of our privilege, and some people can't. And I think that was such an incredible episode for so many reasons. And I'm so glad Annie is now in Canada, away from her ex-husband. Her and her family are flourishing. And she's written about her experience in her book, and she's also an activist, and she's promoting, because they had a law change in the Congo, which means that women can now leave, and she's promoting that because a lot of people don't know about it. So that was a really meaningful episode, and I think a chat I'll always remember. I think this podcast is sort of taking on a life of its own, which I love. I started it quite selfishly, as I said before, just wanted to talk to someone else who's going through a divorce. And it's so lovely to hear, you know, from you all, and your emails and your messages on social media and your reviews on podcast sites. It's so nice to hear that it's helping you. And really, that's, you know, that's the point of it. It's about us sharing our stories and being honest and talking about the light at the end of the tunnel. I think what's been so brilliant is every single person I've interviewed has said that they're happier now and that they're glad they got divorced. And I think when you're in that really terrible time, you know, when you've just had a breakup or something really difficult's going on in the divorce process, and you think, God, why is this happening to me? Why do I have to do this? The thought of you being glad you were divorced seems like it could never happen. But it's so lovely to hear from everyone that they are glad, they're happier in the end, and that they're just flourishing. And some people even forget they're divorced. For me, I can't imagine that right now. I feel like every day I remember I'm getting divorced, because I'm still sort of in it. And when I started this podcast, series one, I thought I was almost out of it. I thought I was ready to talk about it. And now at the end of series two, I realize I'm more in it than ever. I think it's hilarious. I started the podcast because I thought I was about to get my decree absolute, and then everything, and then life happened, and everything's taken much, much longer than I thought. So I'm host of the divorce club, and I am yet to be divorced. I don't have my decree absolute yet. We're definitely on the way, but not quite there yet. I feel more in it than ever, and I feel like connecting to all of our guests and connecting to all of you has been incredible. So thank you so much for all of your support, and your messages and your love. I think we rounded off the series with Kerry Howard. I love Kerry. I think she's a brilliant comedian and writer, and it was so interesting hearing from her about going through family court, and we haven't really covered that yet. And also, she's so funny. I wish I could have filmed her whilst we were recording, because she was so physical and just hilarious with all of her explanations. But that's a definitely a varied and really fun episode as well. And the Helen Thorne one is as well. And I'm glad that we've kind of rounded off the series with those two really fun ones. And what I also got to do during series two was we recorded our first live episode. We did the Divorce Club live in King's Place in London. It was part of the London Podcast Festival. So I was so honoured to be asked to be part of it, because it's a big deal. If you don't know podcasts, the London Podcast Festival is a big deal. And obviously the Divorce Club's only been out for a few months. So I was so excited to be asked to be part of it. And I was on the Guilty Feminist curated day. If you don't know the Guilty Feminist podcast, definitely check it out. It's amazing. It's huge. It's hosted by Deborah Francis White, and it's hilarious and very relatable. Yeah, we did a live episode. I hadn't been on stage for 6 months. I was very scared about being in front of people again. I was also scared about, I hadn't asked people about their divorces in front of people before, because I've been doing this whole thing from home, you know, recording via Zoom. So to see people face to face, I was a bit scared. I didn't know quite how it would work, but it was amazing. like the atmosphere in the room and the audience, the socially distanced audience of divorced people and non-divorced people who were just really got involved. And I had Leila Hussein on from series one and Helen Thorne from series two. And I did it in a different style from the normal podcast, which is just one-on-one. And we kind of really, so we can get deep delving about the divorce process. This was more of a like panel group discussion. And it was a lot of fun. And we cover a lot of topics. We laugh a lot. And we get, you know, cover some deeper stuff as well. And it was brilliant. So we've got the recording of that and we're going to put it out as a podcast so you can have a listen to how it went. It was a lot of fun. It's a similar, obviously, subject, divorce, but it's a bit of a different vibe, which I really like. And I'd love to do more of them. So if you live somewhere in the UK and you know a venue or you look after a venue or you think that you'd love to have a live socially distanced divorce club or a divorce club when we don't have to be socially distanced anymore, please let me know. Pop me a DM on social media or you can email me thedivorceclubpod@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. There will be a series three. Yay! It will include that live episode. Recording series three now, getting it all nice and ready for you. And again, I think we're going to be touching on lots of different things that we haven't looked at before. Also, some of you have been getting in touch with divorce suggestions. Please do. It's very difficult to find divorce people remotely because there's no like list of everyone who's got divorced in the public eye. So I'm just constantly like following new people on Twitter and then sending them weird messages saying, hello, have you ever been divorced? Please come on my podcast. Like an injury lawyer. Have you been the subject of a crime? So if you know of anyone in the public eye, actors, comedians, celebrities, presenters, or interesting people, CEOs of companies, someone with a crazy fun job or someone with an interesting different experience, please do let me know and then I shall pester them on emails and social media and try and get them on the podcast. Also, I set up a Patreon account during series two. Now, you may have heard me talking about it in the podcast. A lot of you have messaged me and said, what is that? Because I don't understand it. Well, very simply, Patreon is like a little club that you pay to be a part of. So you go to patreon.com, which is patreon.com, and it's £5 a month. And it helps me. I get the majority of that £5. There is a little commission, obviously, for the company. But it helps me fund the podcast because I started this off as an experiment for series one. And it costs me because I hire an editor, so it sounds nice because that is not my skill set. And I pay for the website and all sorts of things. And now we've done two series and you are loving it. And it's really helping people. And I really want to carry it on. But obviously, it would be great if it didn't cost me money. It would also be lovely if I could have a little bit of money for the amount of time I've put into it. But we'll focus on just not costing me money first. So if you join up to my Patreon club,
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
Hey, Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's called The Divorce Club. It's £5 a month. So if you think that's like 4 episodes a month, so it's just over £1 an episode. And then we're all on there and we have a chat about each episode and there's giveaways and Q&As and stuff like that. And because there's a paywall, so you have to pay to be in the Patreon Divorce Club, it means there's no trolls or horrible people. So we all just have lovely, wholesome conversations, which is very nice as well. So I know everyone's going through a really difficult time at the moment. And like, my mental health is like off the charts. My anxiety has been bad during the pandemic. I've upped my medication, which is really, really helping. I'm talking to my counsellor, which is so useful. I know everyone's like jobs and everything is in the balance. So obviously, keep the money for yourself if you need it. But if you have a spare £5 a month, it would be lovely if you'd support the podcast. If not, if you could tweet or Instagram, that'd be amazing, because it really just does spread the word. And I think the amount of people listening so far, it's because their friends have told them and then they listen and they find the podcast really useful. So if you have any friends that you think it would be useful for, please do tell them and spread the word. As I said, my anxiety has been bad during lockdown and the pandemic, and the divorce process obviously doesn't help that. And I'm not having orgasms and sex with strangers. I'm obviously having orgasms with myself, but not sex with strangers, which I talked about a lot in series one. So I'm coping, and this podcast is genuinely really helping me. And to hear from all of you and your wonderful messages of how it's helping you is kind of helping my mental health too. So thank you so much. Please keep getting in touch. Please keep listening. Make sure you subscribe and then you'll find out when series 3 comes out. And so much love to all of you. And if anyone else is struggling right now with mental health, with a breakup, with divorce, please talk to your friends. Please go and see your GP. Please book a therapist session. You can pay for them or you can be referred through the NHS if you can't afford it. You know, there is help out there and you will feel better. Sending you lots of love, and I will see you very soon.
Oh, hi. Thank you for listening to The Divorce Social with me, Samantha Baines. Please leave us a review. Please, please. It would be super nice. They're lovely to read. They keep me cheery and happy and keep me going. But also it affects our listing in the podcast charts, which are very important because that's how more people find the podcast. And I'd love to help more people get through those really tough heartbreak and divorce times, and they're more likely to find us if we're higher up on the charts. So if you'd like to leave a review, I'd love you forever. You can leave them on iTunes is the big one, or most podcast platforms do them as well. I'll take all the reviews you've got to give. You can also get in contact on Twitter and Instagram at DivorcePod and at Samantha Baines. We have a website, thedivorcesocial.com, and we have a Patreon account, which means that you can support the podcast for as little as £2 a month. And it helps me with all the admin costs. It also means you have access to our 90s style divorce and heartbreak chat room. And there's lots of exclusives on there, little bits of audio that you don't get in the main podcast, and some giveaways as well. So I'd love to see you over on Patreon. That's patreon.com/Samantha Baines. And please leave a review. Did I say that already? Ready, please leave a review. Love you forever.